Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today I'm sharing a story which captured my heart, and I knew immediately I wanted to share it with you as well. So often when we travel to places, we do what I call only connecting with the here and now. What's actually going on our vacation or on our getaway. But there are so many stories that live in the destinations that we visit that we may not know about. And this story that I'm sharing today by Diane Covington Carter is about her father during World War II and his time in Normandy on Omaha Beach. And also a little orphan boy that he meets and befriends. So let's pick up with Diane, where she continues her story and talks about how her father and the little boy named Gilbert actually met and all of the things that they did during his time there. So you were talking about how your father saw Gilbert there in the grass, invited him over for lunch, but they also started having dinner together, and he really just kind of took him under his wing, and he also taught him American baseball.
Yeah, well, what would happen is the soldiers would play in the evening. Most of them were young, 18-year-olds, you know, they were boys, and so at night, they would play football or baseball, and my dad actually was quite good at baseball, and so, yeah, Gilbert would watch, and then one night, Dad, you know, picked him up and ran him around the bases, and everybody was slow motion to make sure that they made a home run, and that was just a really sweet little visual of, you know, how they included him in the camp.
I really love that part because it's like your father's teaching him, you know, a bit about America and American culture, because baseball is such a big part of American culture, especially during that time. You know, baseball certainly was. So he's learning a little bit about America. Your father's there in France. So it really is a beautiful relationship. Because the closest your father shared with Gilbert was much deeper than just the mealtime, as we're saying, the fun games of baseball. And your father then wanted to adopt him. I mean, your father really, really became very attached to Gilbert because he was an orphan, as you mentioned. But tell us about the process that he went through trying to adopt Gilbert.
Dad was in one place for 5 months. Most soldiers were moving on, but because he was an engineer, his job was to be there and to manage the camp and also to rebuild bridges. You know, they'd go out for the day and rebuild a bridge that was blown up. Because they're engineers. But all I know is that he went to some office in Caen, which is the nearby city, and he found someone to speak to, and he was told no. That's all I know, is that he was unable to adopt him and had to say goodbye to. But when I was able to find Gilbert, Gilbert told me a little bit more. So, he said, the official said no. And so my father, you know, kind of had to, he just couldn't do it. They wouldn't allow it. So he was very sad. My father, I could tell as a child that made him very sad. But then I found out a lot more from Gilbert when I found Gilbert.
Yeah, I can only imagine that your father was probably very, very sad and very disappointed because he had developed such a closeness with Gilbert. And you have brothers or had brothers at that time. So maybe he was also seeing his own children in Gilbert.
I think he was. Yeah, I wasn't born yet, but my brothers, when he left for the war, there one brother was a baby and the other one was like a toddler. So yeah, he had not seen them for over a year. And my father was just a great dad. He loved children, you know, very warm hearted. So yeah, I'm just, that's why he reached out to Gilbert, I'm sure.
I think so. Yeah, I definitely think so. And it sounds like the other soldiers and other people working with him also developed a closeness and with him as well. The other sailors did as well. Yeah, so Diane, so then he returns home without Gilbert, the beloved little boy that captured his heart, and he's back to American life and, you know, kind of the routine of that. And although he did go on and fight in the Korean War, you write in your book, I could tell that those times were not nearly quite the same as his time in Normandy with Gilbert.
No, yeah, he didn't really talk much about the Korean War, and he never talked about going to the Pacific. After he came back from France, he was shipped off to the Pacific until the end of the war, so he was actually gone 2 years. But no, there was something about Gilbert. What really brought it home to me was that my father, before he was passed away in 1991, and he was very sick with cancer, we found that when he talked about his time in the war, it just really lifted his spirits. And, you know, it was such a powerful time for him to feel like he was making such a difference, and he was. And of course, when he talked about Gilbert, it would be that same warm, soft wistfulness. And he said, "I wonder whatever happened to him." And that really planted a seed in my mind about, wow, he never forgot him. Mm-hmm. And that was the beginning of me being motivated to do something about that. It was just, you know, I had had a passion for French and studying French that I couldn't ever explain. I think maybe partly because of my father's stories, but also I just loved the language. And so I kept it up all through my adult life. And after my father died, I noticed I was really motivated to really work hard on it again. And I had a goal to go to France to retrace his footsteps for the 50th anniversary of D-Day, which I did, and uh-huh. to write about it as a journalist. And that's when I realized, when I was there in France and, you know, just seeing how it was so real there, the D-Day invasion was so huge, you know, the land is sea and land invasion in the history of the world, I thought, oh my God, Gilbert must be real too.
Right.
And that was in 93 that I went over to prepare to write a story that would come out right on D-Day of 94. And then when I went back to receive a medal in his honor in 94 for the 50th, that's when I put the ad in the paper for Gilbert. And that's where, you know, it's part of the story.
Yeah. Well, that definitely really sort of shows how you were certainly inspired not only to kind of retrace his steps, but then once you were there, you know, to really see the full impact that that part of his life really had on him. But I do want to ask you, Diane, though, what was it like, though, growing up, hearing these stories of Gilbert, you know, as a young girl? Because I know how close you were with your father. I mean, that comes out clear in your book. I mean, did you have a sense that you had this kind of invisible, unknown brother that was living in a faraway land?
I did. I really did. It was like he was a part of my childhood, just in stories. But he was kind of like there, hovering like an invisible brother. And I think that's what was so powerful when I went to Normandy in 93 to research my first story. And I saw how real it all was. I thought, oh my God, he must be real too. Gilbert mm-hmm. must be real too. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, I want to hear a little bit more about just really all the details of when you did go to Normandy. So let's stop and take a break here. And then when we come back, we'll jump in with that.
And the story will continue when we return. Diane's captivating story will move on to how she steps in to fulfill her father's dream of reuniting with Gilbert. After all of these years, she knows it's something that she has to do to fulfill that wish, that dream that he always wanted to have, a chance to meet Gilbert again. Now, if Diane's story is inspiring you to want to travel and visit some of the places that she's talking about, now's a good time to start thinking about and planning those trips. Most of us are staying closer to home now, and I have on my website, travelbagswithanita.com, a couple of places that are nearby here in the Georgia area that you can go and visit that highlights and honors our men and women in service. So check that out at travelbagswithanita.com. Now, we'll be back in a few minutes here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And today's show is brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. It's definitely one to put on your list of things to do, because when you travel, that is an investment and you want to insure it. Check out their website at AllianzTravelInsurance.com. Now, when we return here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, we'll pick right back up with Diane. Back in a moment.